It's a warm and windy Wednesday across eastern New York and western New England. There's no question that it feels like spring, and we know there's still a little bit of winter left on the calendar, and there's also some winter weather left as well, as a shot of cold is set to arrive late this week. Saturday looks very cold, especially for the time of year, and also the weather pattern will turn more active in the coming days, and there are a couple of snow opportunities over the next week or so. So a lot to follow here over the next several days. Right now, though, it's warm and windy. Those are the big weather headlines this afternoon as temperatures have surged into the 50s in many spots. Winds are gusty, and a wind advisory remains in effect through midnight. Wind gusts may reach up to 50 miles per hour across much of the area. So there is potential for some limbs or trees to come down, and some scattered power outages are possible as well. We had a cold front come through this morning. Another cold front is coming through this afternoon into this evening. Along that front, there may be a scattered shower, perhaps even a rumble of thunder. And then we see a rush of cold settling in for tonight. So temperatures fall back to the 20s to near 30 overnight. And with those winds, it will feel even colder. Some scattered snow showers are possible through the night. And moving into tomorrow, it's a cooler day, though not really frigid for this time of year, as temperatures come up into the 30s and 40s. It will be windy again, so that'll make it feel a little bit cooler, and a few scattered snow showers are possible, especially across the higher elevations north and west of the capital region. And then on Friday, a storm will go by to our south. That's likely to bring some light snow Thursday night into Friday morning through about noontime to areas south of the capital region. So some accumulations are expected there, and there's likely to be some impact on the morning commute. And a few snow showers are possible across the north country as the next rush of cold comes in. So on Saturday, temperatures are likely to hold in the teens to lower 20s. The wind will make it feel even cooler. A large storm may dive far enough south to miss us on Sunday, but then there's another storm potential for the first half of next week. So even though it's still well down the road, there are a couple of things to watch for the next several days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, windy and colder, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with scattered snow showers, windy, highs in the 30s to lower 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, windy and colder, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, scattered snow showers, windy, highs in the 30s to lower 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, a passing rain or snow shower, windy and colder, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and windy, with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, windy and colder, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, windy, high 38 to 44. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy, a chance of light snow or snow showers, with highs in the 30s. And on Saturday, partly sunny, windy, and very cold, with highs in the teens to lower 20s. For WAMC, meteorologist Garrett Argianis.